This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Now here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
Surprise, but the Senate confirmed Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, lifetime appointment. We knew the battle would be short, and there would certainly be more yays than nays. 52-48, it happened on Monday night. So you could say there was a divide, and this is just the fifth woman, Amy, to the court in the 231-year history, by the way, but it definitely cements a conservative shift. So typical of the nation, there are those that are celebrating and those that are hanging their head down that hoped that this would get pushed and would not happen. But there's no way when you hold, pardon the pun, the Trump card, that you're not going to play it. So it is not a shock. It is not a surprise at all that the 48-year-old jurist is officially confirmed. And that was that. I mean, it was pretty open and shut. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here as we traverse these interesting waters that we live in these days. You know, it's that that old saying, may we live in interesting times. Well, we got more than a dose of it in 2020. We are 8 days away from the election, and it is incredible to see the amount of people in this country who are voting early. So we'll talk about Judge Amy and this confirmation and what it means. We'll talk about the last real push for the president to do two terms or for Biden to get in, especially in some of these battleground states, what some of the polls are showing, what some of the pundits, like it or not, are saying, and what do they know as they look into their crystal ball. And then we'll mix in some other odds and ends that are pretty serious, like Southern California. 70,000 people evacuated. It's insane because of the wind, what has happened there in Irvine especially. Wow, just watching it today, somebody sent me, they were pretty close to it, somebody sent me a stream of video that was mind-blowing to me because it was so close to some areas that I'm very, very familiar with. And then, you know, we're into the Greek alphabet now. And so Zeta getting close to landfall. And once again, the Gulf Coast is right there in the belly of the beast, although it might just be a Cat 1. But to me, anytime you say hurricane and you say it's coming for you, it's not good because you just have no idea what could possibly happen. And then, of course, COVID, the pandemic and the economy, that's what's on everybody's mind. I think anywhere you go, that's the conversation, right? It doesn't matter if you're 19 or if you're 70 years old. So 226,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the U.S. That's out of 8.78 million cases worldwide, as I include our friends, so many of them we've gotten to know that have reached out here to this show and have been part of our very special Authors Corner, and they're concerned about Americans in the UK and Wales and Australia and India and Ireland and so many other places as they deal with it themselves. But 1.16 million have died, which would include the 226,000 in the U.S., recovered 29.1 million, and worldwide cases 43.3 million. So 43.3 million at this point. It was a tough day as well, I think, because of some of the news with the pandemic, etc., economic pain, the squeezing of that is affecting stocks. So there was a stock slump, a slide on the market. The Dow was down 650 points. But we know that you're always sort of playing with house money anyway when you're standing at the craps table, but it's been particularly wild to watch what's happened. I don't want to hold this number back because to me, it's not shocking. I don't really want to say it's shocking. I think it's fabulous, frankly, and we should see these numbers. From the time I was able to vote a couple of decades ago, I would have loved to seen these many people come out, but 64 million people, wow, have already voted. Part of that pandemic, not wanting to wait in lines, part of that fear of not having votes be counted because of the push-pull over mail-in ballots and what that means, and it differs from state to state and county to county. I think that sent a lot of people out to vote, to make sure that they could do whatever they could do to have their vote count. And that's why that number is so high, which is so wonderful. There is a chance, if you crunch the numbers, including those who will come out on November 3rd, forget for a second who they're voting for, not just on a presidential level, but also those that represent, in some cases, them in the Congress or locally, too, as well, with issues that crop up individually to different counties and states. But there is a chance we could see 65% or better of the voting public actually out there voting, which is great. Usually we're talking about 40%, 45%, maybe 50%, maybe 50% if we're lucky. And the thing that is worrisome with this voting is the fact that there is fear of intimidation at the polls. The Texas governor has ordered 1,000 troops, cities. I went and voted on Friday, and it couldn't have been smoother. People couldn't have been nicer. There were no problems at the polls. There were no problems outside of Dallas, Texas, that I'm aware of whatsoever. But apparently in other areas, there's some big concern about that, like San Antonio. Five major cities, though, that are going to get this, and that includes Dallas. But San Antonio would certainly be there, too. And so would Houston. Houston would be one of the cities. Austin would be another one of the cities. So we've just scratched the surface. Hang with us. We're headed to the mailbag next. A lot of you have opinions on Amy Coney Barrett and other things as well. Stay with us.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get the mail, man.
Yeah. Boy, a lot of you jumped into the mailbag late in the game because the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation happened late on Monday, but I'm going to go through them because thanks for that. I appreciate that. You can always flip me your comments 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Mac, listening to us in New Orleans, says, "Kate Delaney, while I get ready for whatever Greek alphabet thing is headed my way, I have been glued to what's going on with not just COVID and what you're telling us, but also, and of course, the election, but what now has happened with Amy Coney Barrett being confirmed. It is all about the numbers. You've said this many, many, many times. I mean, this is not a shocker. I'm looking at and flipping around to all kinds of people and hearing some of the outrage. But I have to ask you, were any rules broken in this happening? Is there something that I am missing here? Is it simply having the winning hand? And that's how it goes. It is simply having the winning hand. You said it. I mean, Mac, that's it. You know, you look at the numbers and the numbers were there. They were there in 2016. They were there in 2018 and they were there in 2020. So no, nothing. It was, as far as constitutionally, nothing was broken at all. What it is that it's so close to the election. So the argument is, well, when so close to the election, you know, wait until after. So then the American people have a say. And of course, if you're the president and you have the majority, regardless, if it is Trump or it is somebody else, do you think they're going to use that majority? And of course, that's going to happen, right? It's going to happen. So, yeah, they're, you know, you can scream and kick and whatever, and the timing is terrible for the numbers. Like, again, is there a thing of packing the court, of making it even? And so we've seen this before in another direction, and now it goes in the opposite direction. The pendulum swings completely in the opposite direction because it swings in the conservative direction. I mean, that's it. But from just the legality of it, no. I mean, look, sworn in, that's it. She is sworn in. This is a lifetime appointment. She, you know, you take these two oaths, one to uphold the Constitution, another about judicial conduct. And so that happened. And she gets this other ceremony, which is the judicial oath, happens at a private ceremony at the court on Tuesday. But hey, it's 6-3 conservative majority on the court. And you got to think of this. There's going to be election cases. There's going to be health care cases, Affordable Care Act. That is the centerpiece of a Democrats' strategy. So that's set for oral arguments at the Supreme Court on November 10th. And, you know, we'll see, because this has been the big push. But I'm going down another rabbit hole, but that's huge. It's absolutely huge. Right, we go to Joe, who had thoughts on that. And Joe says, Kate, I think it is wrong that there is not, that the seat is vacated from Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death, and there is this rush to replace her instead of waiting to see who becomes president next. And I can tell you that I have been a Republican, but I can no longer stand by Donald Trump. So I voted for the Democrat, even though I don't necessarily think he is the best of the bunch. But no matter what, if I had voted for Trump like I did last time, I would have said it would be better to have waited. Well, again, do you lay down the hand? Then that's not politics. So the way politics is played is, of course, this was going to be played out that way. It absolutely. And this is major. Because this is significant if you think of the campaigns for president and the Senate in play, all of that, these competitive races, the possible challenges that could happen. I just mentioned the Affordable Care Act in a different vein. That's very, very, very big. So this is what happens. She's in. And the numbers absolutely were there. All right, here's another one. This one is from Harry, and Harry says, good luck and Godspeed to the judge. I wish her the best. There's been some vitriol, I think, that was not necessary for Amy Coney Barrett. Are liberal. She has allies that are conservative, and I think no matter what she did or said, she would have been criticized. So now this is it. She's in. And let's hope that she holds up the letter of the Constitution and the law, as we do with any Supreme Court justice. And I suppose you're not blind to your particular leanings, but let's hope that it is about the law, and it is about interpretation, and it is about being in the highest court in the land and having the prestige and the honor of being a Supreme Court justice. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you said it. That's it. I mean, the job of a judge is to resist your preferences, your policy preferences. But I think that there has to be some pull, because we all have some pull in us, even when we try to not do that, even if we try to look at our biases and knock them down or whatever. And, of course, that's not sitting on a Supreme Court, but Boy, 8 days until Election Day. Couldn't be busier. All right, speaking of that, let's jump to a couple quick ones. This one from Hazel. I love that name, Hazel. When I saw Hazel, I knew. I'm going to Hazel. Hazel in West Virginia. Kate, listen to you on the Watchdog. Glad that that you keep me awake at night, usually when I'm getting things ready for the morning. So looking at where the average polls are, I've heard you talk about them before. Where does it sit now, the election, with just a little over a week? Well, Biden leads the president by 9 percentage points nationally, pretty much 52% to 43%. This is an average of the national polls since the, 2 weeks ago. That's where it sits. But, you've got 8 points in Wisconsin, 7 in Pennsylvania, 5 in Arizona, and 1 in Florida. So that's Biden's margin. So, yes, in Michigan it's 9, but then you heard what I said, 8 in Wisconsin and 7 in Pennsylvania, which is where everybody's charging. 5 in Arizona, 1 in Florida, just to repeat that again. So there you go. All right, this one, too, is from Dennis. I love all these new people, and thank you for that. So Dennis says, hey, Kate, it seems as though we are also preoccupied with the pandemic. Duh, of course we are. It's affected my world economically. It's affected my children. It's affected every piece of my life. I can't imagine that anybody hasn't been touched, can say they have been untouched by the virus. I know there are some people who have companies who are doing well, but in other areas, it must affect them. I think that we have to give each other, as you say, grace and space. I like when I tuned in and I heard that. I think you said hashtag grace and space, because that's what I'm not seeing very much of. It just seems to be we're lining up against one wall and the other wall, and I think we forget that we're all Americans, and whether it's the arguments over masks and social distancing or whether it's over the politics of the day, people need to take a breath, for goodness sake. Look around and see what is happening to your fellow human beings. I can't say it better than that. Yeah. Hashtag grace and space. I mean, absolutely. I mean, look, we got the California wildfires. Now it's up to 85,000 evacuations. You have 2 firefighters who are what they call gravely injured. You have a hurricane aiming for the Gulf Coast. You've got an election in 8 days. A new Supreme Court justice. Oh, we go on and on and on. Mic drop moment coming up around the bend.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amy Coney Barrett is now a Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas at a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn. The Senate voted earlier in the evening 52-48 to confirm Barrett in a mostly party line vote. After taking the oath of office, Barrett thanked President Trump for the confidence he placed in her when he nominated her.
It's a privilege to be asked to serve my country in this office, and I stand here tonight truly honored and humbled. Thanks also to the Senate for giving its consent to my appointment. I am grateful for the confidence you have expressed in me, and I pledge to you and to the American people that I will discharge my duties to the very best of my ability.
This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has denied a measure that would have extended the deadline for mail-in ballots in Wisconsin. In a Monday ruling, the court sided with the Wisconsin GOP in striking down a lower court order that would have allowed mailed ballots to be counted if they were received up to 6 days after Election Day. State Democrats had argued that the extra time was necessary with the influx of absentee and mail-in ballots due to the pandemic. Wall Street reacted negatively Monday to increasing numbers of coronavirus cases. The Dow fell 650 points to close under 28,000 points, the S&P 500 dropped 1.9%, and the NASDAQ lost nearly 200 points to finish the day down 1.6%. Investors were also uneasy after negotiations over a new round of coronavirus stimulus have seemingly stalled. Both sides now say they doubt whether or not a deal will be done before Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Drop moment. Water was discovered on the moon. Yeah, water. Yeah, shocking. Because it's been talked about so often, right? But it's really true. NASA officially announced, yeah, we are revealing this is real. The indications are definitely that this is there. It's not limited to the shadowed places. I mean, we see it. It was discovered on the sunlit surface. So this is very significant that you have H2O on the sunlit side of the moon. Because now you have a better understanding, or NASA does, of the lunar surface, and it raises some questions that are relevant for deeper space exploration. I mean, this is the key ingredient of life, right? So water on the moon, it's accessible for use as a resource, maybe. That's to be determined. Who knows if that's going to happen. But the Artemis exploration plans, ooh, they are loving it. This is just more fodder for, okay, so you know, we're going to send the first woman and the next man to the lunar surface in 2024, this Artemis program, and this is a resource at the moon at least, and we can carry less water and more equipment. That means more scientific discoveries or possibilities of that. And you know how they found it? The NASA's Stratospheric Observation for Infrared Astronomy, shortcut SOFIA, analyzes the atmospheres of distant planets and moons. So SOFIA is the world's largest airborne observatory that flies in the Earth's atmosphere to provide a 9-foot telescope with a clear, it's so crazy to wrap your brain around that, right? Well, with a clear view of the universe and objects in the solar system. So flying above 99% of our atmosphere, obscuring water vapor, SOFIA observes in infrared wavelengths and can detect things that we can't see. It's impossible to see with visible light. So where did the water on the moon come from? Scientists are saying comets, asteroids, solar wind, lunar volcanic eruptions, and they'll have even a better idea if they can get down on the surface and analyze samples of the ice. But wow, that's big. That's big. That finding is huge, and especially for the Artemis crew that goes up there. Because of the reasons I said, less equipment, possibilities of what they will find out, being able to test that more. And with everything else that's going on our planet, there's something else going on out there, too, that is actually exciting and actually what I call, what I said, the mic drop moment, because it has been discussed over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. Oh, the possibility and blah, 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 blah. But never really, really nailed down, right? Never, 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 never really nailed down. All right, I want to nail this down for you because I know that we have a lot of listeners in California, and I know we have a lot of listeners that are in the Gulf Coast area, and I've brushed over it a little bit. I'm just going to dive a little bit deeper. Allow me to do that. So Hurricane Zeta makes landfall in Mexico. Now the Gulf Coast is up for Wednesday. It's going to get stronger as it moves closer. So Louisiana, Florida, brace yourselves in that panhandle in Florida especially to monitor what's happening. So crazy that this is the 27th Atlantic storm. And we already know that story, that we've blown through every name that was out there. So that's when you go Greek. And that's exactly what had to happen there. But what's significant for you, and it includes the Metro New Orleans area, by the way, because a hurricane watch was issued late on Monday afternoon for portions of that Louisiana coast. And that's going to weaken a little bit as it moves across the Yucatan Peninsula. But then it's going to, that's what happens traditionally, right? Or it can happen. It regains some strength as it moves over the southern Gulf of Mexico. Boo-hoo. And then the northern Gulf Coast on Wednesday. And here's what's always dangerous. I mean, how many times have I uttered the word this year, especially 2020, storm surge? Well, it could be 3 feet above the normal tide levels. And that's where you get into some of the danger that's happened. That's why you have to monitor it, because of that wind and the rainfall and all the impacts of what that can mean. So Louisiana's governor, John Bel Edwards, he must just have everybody who knows anything about what's happening with weather on speed dial, urged everybody, every citizen, to just recovering still from Laura and Delta to monitor the storm. Because what if it dumps a little bit more than just 1 inch, 2 inches, 3 inches? It's crazy. 27th storm, 11th hurricane. Man, oh man. Just adds to the craziness, like I said before, of 2020. All right, so we go from the hurricane, the winds, the rain, all that kind of stuff, to the dry wind whipping these fires into a frenzy in California. The two fires in Orange County forced those evacuations that I talked about. You had 500 firefighters that were hitting the Silverado fire pretty hard, doing whatever they could in Orange County. But then near Irvine, 7,200 acres, poof, like that. So they had to evacuate people because the fire, the smoke is getting just too close. And you just can't take that chance. What's so sad is the these two fire hand crews, two members of this fire hand crew, were burned pretty badly, injured pretty badly, you know, 26 and 32, second and third degree burns on at least half of their bodies. And, of course, they're doing what they can, but that's a long road ahead and trying to pull out of that. And then you've got another fire that broke out above Yorba Linda, and I know there's people listening to us in Yorba Linda in that area, the Blue Ridge fire that came to life in the Chief Hills, and it burned about 3,000 acres and forced mandatory evacs there, about 15,000 people. And this is, Yorba Linda is what? Close to the Nixon National Library and Museum, but no reports that that's been threatened there. The wind, 20 to 30 miles an hour, gusts up to 70 miles an hour, just very tough and very threatening to the people in that, you know, in that area. And emotional for so many people because, you know, you've got, with the high winds, you can't have the water dropping helicopters. That often helps to save people, to save animals. And, you know, people are saying things like I heard somebody today say, there's nowhere you can go to feel safe. And they're bracing for more of this Santa Ana winds and the low humidity. And that's what always gets the fires in the end to get even bigger and more complicated. And that's exactly what happened up north last year, this year, the year before that. And then you get involved in the whole power thing and having to smack off the power because of how dangerous that can be. So you got to interrupt that. So now think of all the things, the rippling effect of what that means. Wow. It's a shame. I mean, it's just been that kind of year. It has. So when it rains, it pours, and you really hope it rains. If they could just get some rain on those fires, that would be the best thing that could possibly happen. If you just tuned in, though, there is no doubt the big bad breaking news is not a shocker, but that Amy Coney Barrett takes the oath to join the Supreme Court, lifetime appointment. She is vowing to carry out her duties as a justice without any fear or favor toward government or her own beliefs, she said. And that's a huge moment for Amy Coney Barrett and her family, obviously big. And it looked as though she was going to be a shoo-in, and she pretty much was a shoo-in as far as the numbers were there. Enough from the Senate to sway it, so not a shock. She gets confirmed, and there you go. So while she's being confirmed, the snowplows are out in some areas, including, thank goodness, in Colorado, because they've had problems with wildfires, and they've got 1 to 2 feet of snow that has helped contain some of the worst for them. All right, we're bouncing back to what's happening at the polls and what are Donald Trump, the president, doing, and Joe Biden. We're going to have a conversation with Clarissa Martinez, deputy VP at Unitas USA. Coming up around the bend. I'll meet you there.
The coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Over 65 million. That number keeps on ticking up and up and up. But according to a new poll conducted by Unidos U.S. and Latino Decisions, COVID-19 is one of the top electoral issues for Latino voters. And that's not a surprise when you look at the pandemic and how it's affected the Latino communities health-wise, economically, that kind of thing. So many in the Latino communities are, of course, essential workers. And we are pleased to have Clarissa Martinez with us, Deputy Vice President at Unidos USA. Clarissa, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to join you to have this conversation.
I have a lot of listeners. I do a syndicated show, and I have a lot of Latino listeners around the country and, frankly, around the world. But in Arizona, I know I've gotten a lot of calls from people in Arizona about this. So what are we seeing? What are the results of the latest research on what's happening?
Well, as you mentioned, right, the pandemic is disproportionately impacting the Latino community, certainly on the health front, where we see that Latinos in America are one in six of the population. But where it comes to COVID, we are one of every three who've had been infected. And so the health concern about the pandemic is not surprisingly coming up with an effective response to the pandemic has been dominating the priorities for Latino voters since the pandemic started. And very much joined with that is the number two and number three concerns, which talk about job creation and better wages, and also about lowering the cost of healthcare. Latinos are not only disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, we are also overrepresented among the essential workers that are helping the country survive. So these are very top of mind issues. And rounding up the top five is that Latino voters continue to be very concerned about discrimination and want to see a stop to it. And also we want to see a better treatment of immigrants, something we know a lot of Americans share that concern, particularly as we've seen this debate over the continuation of family separations.
Yeah. And are you, I guess, in having this conversation, are you excited that there are more people that are out there that are saying, no, we need to be heard? It feels like that to me. I lived in Spain. I've traveled extensively in South America, et cetera, and have so many friends that have had families affected by policies and some of the things that have happened, and they feel very excited about what they're seeing, that there's a wave of attention being paid. And of course, it's never enough. But do you feel like that at this point?
We know that there's going to be millions of Latinos voting, joining many other millions of their fellow Americans in the voting booth. But we also know that, unfortunately, where parties and campaigns are concerned, their outreach to these voters continues to be anemic. So in many ways, the community is organizing itself. And at the same time that we're battling the pandemic, trying to navigate the myriad changes that are being put in place for people to be able to cast their ballot. So one very key thing is for the campaigns and candidates, they need to reach out to these voters. And in working with our community and all their eligible voters out there is to help people navigate how the process is changing. Where are their polling locations? The fact that they can vote by mail or early so that they can avoid bigger lines on election day. And so helping people make their plan to vote has become a very, very critical element of this election season. And to be able to do that, we're also providing tools for people to be able to find timely and accurate information. So they can go to, AdelanteUnidos.com to seek help on how to make their voting plan, to be able to cast their ballot and know their rights, and to join all of us to make sure that every vote is counted.
Yeah, and that's important to have a plan, isn't it?
It's never been more important. We know Latinos are not the only ones that are being impacted, but for anybody out there who, because of their job, is at higher exposure, because they live in multi-generational families like many of us do, having the ability of different options that can reduce the exposure on you and your family, it shouldn't be the case that we need to make a choice between keeping ourselves healthy or keeping our democracy healthy. And that's where making a voting plan is so important, because we can do both.
Yeah, so well said. Clarissa Martinez, Deputy Vice President at Unidos U.S., thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kate.
You know, it's interesting. I was reading an article in The Atlantic a while ago, and they talked about the outreach efforts. And remember, with a Latino vote, you're talking about it's up for grabs. And it's in Florida, there are many conservative Cuban-Americans that would vote Republican, and then many that would vote Democratic, too. So it's interesting that there's not a lot of outreach from either campaign, and it surprised me the interest that it wasn't there. So months of polling showed that Biden and Trump were pulling lower levels of Latino support compared with Hillary Clinton and Trump's, actually, at a similar point in 2016, and that they weren't turning out. They weren't out there pushing or doing what they could for the Latino vote. But historically, both parties rev up the outreach for Latinos only usually in the home stretch with, you know, last minute Spanish language ads and door knocking in Latino neighborhoods. And, you know, in according to this Atlantic article that I read that was so well done, and I fact checked a lot of it, and of course it was very accurate. They said, as of August, many Latino voters hadn't heard from a political party at all. And in June, if we rolled it back to June and think about that, it seems like it was forever ago because now it's like dog years for all of us, right? Because time just is, it's like standstill and then all of a sudden it goes fast, but that's a different story. But in June, majorities in Florida, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Texas said that they hadn't been contacted by a candidate, a campaign, or other political organizations at all. And even in September, early to mid-September, the national poll of Latino voters, only 40% said that they had been contacted, which, I mean, those are votes, right? So you wonder the ambivalence of, you wonder why there's ambivalence with that, with a serious voting block. It's so surprising to me. And, you know, the Trump campaign are definitely, they're out there now for sure, courting, as I mentioned, the conservative Latino support with digital and TV advertising and that kind of stuff that really paints Biden as anti-business and radical and stuff, and pushing that message. And now Biden, we're starting to see that they've repeated some of the same mistakes as the past presidential candidates, but now they've started to ramp things up, hired new staff, that kind of thing, just like they're watching what the president's crew is doing. And they rolled out an agenda for the Latino community. They announced some new ad buys in key states because, you know, they call it micro-targeting, and so they're starting to do the micro-targeting. And it's going to be wild to see what the percentages are when it's all said and done. But we appreciate Clarissa Martinez and her insights. And we appreciate all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.